dead.
Oh, dead.
I bet you guys wish.
Wait, guys, we just need to campaign. Someone, wait, someone check the recording. It wasn't on this whole time?
Oh, I got started on it. What was the last episode we recorded? No, oh, wait, we were like halfway through session three?
Oh,
that was like 5 years ago.
Please don't wish that on me, guys. But why is there a baby here?
What?
Oh my gosh.
It's the baby.
Nathan, did you have to be babysitting today?
Oh my gosh.
Why is she in a golem outfit?
I feel like the baby would no longer be a baby in 5 years. I'm going to be real.
No.
The baby would be like...
Baby
the baby would be like...
Baby
the
toddler.
The baby upgraded to the toddler.
Remember to upgrade your baby, guys.
Don't feel like
that baby
your
prestige.
Every year.
Remember to check if your baby procced.
Yo, get your baby's rank up to toddler.
Remember to put your baby.
What's
next
your rank, bro?
You're still baby.
Remember, make sure to
get on my level.
Make sure to have your baby hold the XP share so that when your other children win battles, they can also level up.
Can you imagine?
Oh my gosh!
I need to level up my baby.
Okay, so you guys are. Still all in the foyer with the oracle.
We are.
Was it Togepi that you had to do that with? Where it's like you get an egg and then you have to put an XP share on
I don't know.
And
I
keep it
play,
in your party?
I didn't play with
Sounds
any
right.
of them with Togepi.
Togepi's adorable. I think that's how
you
how
do
you
have Magikarp though.
Get Togepi.
Sorry. So you guys are all in the foyer?
Yes.
With the oracle. The oracle is just he's not in shambles, but he is just like, oh my gosh, this is not going to plan. The slightest.
What a coincidence. We hate him.
Wonderful.
He's beautiful.
He,
Hey man, he's giving me gold.
That's fair. He is going to give you gold.
I see the dollar
He goes,
right
cha-ching.
If we have all come to an arrangement, finally... I am still getting some information together about our first exploit. If you could all go back to your rooms and stay there this time, we will reconvene in the morning. You will get gold when you leave.
Fine.
Are we in agreement?
Sure.
Sound fair?
Yes.
I guess.
Okay. He snaps, and all of the guards, some of them a little worse for wear.
Can I hit him with a glare?
Yeah, you can glare at him.
Yeah, he'll get a glare.
Cool. He's gonna glare back at you.
You can have a glaring contest if you want.
Cool.
I will win.
So the guards that are all left there are going to usher you back up to your rooms.
Usher?
Yeah, man.
You have successfully saved the rest of the tieflings.
Yay.
So,
don't worry, guys. I didn't agree to anything. I was in there.
True.
I agreed to nothing.
I mean,
plausible
deniability.
I didn't
agree either. She didn't say anything.
Neither did I.
Okay, well, all right.
You can't say anything, so.
We're off screen now.
Yeah. So. You guys are all back in your rooms now.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say that you guys get back to your rooms and you notice that August is already there. And you're like, hey, when did August leave? When did August get back?
Did you get any information August. While you were gone?
The guards leave, but you do not hear walking down the hallway. You think that, like, all four of them are posted up outside of the door now. The Oracle's not taking second chances this time.
Just gonna whisper to August if you found anything useful while you were out.
Well, the tieflings are gone. They're not here anymore. Now, where he sent them out of here, I don't know if he kept his word or not, but they are not here. I looked in his office, and he seems to have these schematics.
What is a scheme?
Schematics.
Schematics.
Why would he have a bunch
bank.
Of schematics? Is he robbing places?
Yeah. He has these schematics for like some sort of like city or something with Dragonheart technology. I couldn't read anything.
Epcot.
Oh no, he would make a city of his own vision. What a
oh my
vision.
Gosh,
loser.
Bald.
He has some schematics with some power in some sort of city with Dragonheart technology. I couldn't make heads nor tails of it, but he also had this photo. And I'm pulling out the photo that I took.
Yeah.
Of 8 people, mm-hmm. and by old photo. To quote Macy, it is so old. It is like a prototype of like the very first camera type old photo.
Oh my god. Mm.
So like you see 8 people, a mix of elves, humans, and an orc, but you can't like make out the features of the people in the old photo.
You said
how
12?
Old is the camera?
Eight.
Oh, 12.
12.
Okay.
So it's
how
old
he's
is... friends with these people he's telling us to go kill.
Yeah,
yeah.
For sure.
How old is how old is the first camera?
Well, I say friends. This seems,
the first
this is a very
camera?
Loose term.
You're saying like this is like probably
well,
like
you
saying,
like technology
photo,
people.
Photo,
I don't know if I'm a technologist.
I know the very basics, but that's it.
Did
you
Okta
have any hunch of when cameras started being a thing?
Do I know cameras?
We gotta go look
at
the timeline real fast.
You have a timeline?
Of course.
Yeah.
I'm.
That's actually the best. Hold on to that question.
See. So you know about the Septa Magica. Have you ever heard about an AIDS member?
Yeah, it's probably Seven and him.
It's probably just him in the photo with him.
Maybe.
My question still stands.
From what I've heard, I haven't heard anything about an AIDS member.
Alright.
So wait,
August,
you
went downstairs.
Yes.
Did you see any... And did you see any of the rooms that were not the cells?
I saw one room that I didn't really understand what I found in there, but the whole thing didn't give me too good of a feeling.
I doubt it would have.
Bruce?
I fear in my spout of fear, I fit. I've left out a detail of what I saw down there. I believe he... Are you all familiar with the... Ecclesia Draconica?
Ecclesia
Draconis.
Do I need to spell it?
No, I just...
I keep saying the same thing every time.
Ecclesia Draconis.
Ecclesia
Draconis. Like Ecclesiastes, but
yeah.
Without the gastus.
Okay, hold on a second. You know what?
Yes.
Like Ecclesiastes,
yeah.
But without the
ass.
So
I can't spell Ecclesia.
Thou hast heard of the Septa Magica alternatively from
alternatively
this blasphemous clown.
Oh
yes.
Yeah, was that
blasphemous clown?
Okay.
If it was secret, I wouldn't miss anything.
Are you all familiar with the Ecclesia Draconis?
Yes, everyone is gonna be know of the Ecclesia Draconis in the way that like everyone in Europe knows of the Pope.
I know downstairs he was trying to... He was performing illegal and unethical and heretical experiments on the tieflings. On those
That's
themselves.
How you spell Ecclesia Draconis, if that helps you remember it better.
Okay.
Be able to see the text.
Just let him have it.
Okay.
It's yours now.
No, I got it. Thank
it's
you.
It's yours now. It's been bequeathed.
He was trying to remove their dragon blood from them, but was failing. In order to remove the, it is a sparsely known yet dangerous method. But if you try to remove the dragon, you cannot remove the dragon blood from a tiefling. It is both impossible and unethical, as declared by the Ecclesia Draconis.
So it's not possible?
It is not possible.
What happened to the tieflings that he did it to?
Grim. He just gives you a grim look.
I think that's our answer.
Great.
It is best that there that while I'm not a fan.
So we're in the castle of a really powerful serial killer.
I would call him a mad scientist, but effectively yes. That is a matter of
semantics.
Who also claims to be a god.
Yes, who claims to be stronger than God.
Oh, also, I don't know if you guys caught this, but when I mentioned the Dragon Lords, he was terrified.
So he can kill gods, but he can't kill dragons?
I guess so.
The dragon gods were meant to, were not unreal, but like,
a myth?
A myth implies some sort of level of they did not exist, mm-hmm. but in that they, like a ghost. Like you cannot, like they're not like real, but they are real.
When I talked to him the first time, he told me the Dragon Lords were dead.
Is that how the Dragon Lords work?
And then, talking to him just there, he was terrified of the Dragon Lords, which makes me think that they're not dead. But he was saying that this corruption kind of originated from them.
I think that's right?
What specifically are you trying to correct?
What was the name of the
That he told me that
the tiefling curse
originated from a dragon.
Yes.
I saw you
shift,
right?
And
the,
into
a dragon.
So
I think
I
would have said that the corruption
I think it was like
doing
only
the septum
magic
also came from them, right?
Yes,
we're the only ones still up.
It's probably not unreasonable for me to ask,
questions?
What's your name?
August,
yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, Vigo, you,
by the way,
you almost died in front of all of these people, and none, you don't know any of their names.
Yeah. By the way,
right,
Dibs Nightwatch with August next.
I don't know if I actually met August yet, because I was still in my room, and August left.
Oh, yeah.
And I realized, you seem familiar.
Yeah, no, we already, yeah.
What was the name of the place that we met? Or did we ever come up with that?
Burger King.
Which country were you from?
I guess
your order got messed up.
From
you said you were from the north.
My mom would be from Illyria, but I was raised in
Illyria. But yes, yeah, and you were raised in Curza. That's right.
Anyway, I was gonna ask if August. Do you know anything about the dragon gods?
What question?
One of them's my mom!
I love your theories.
Born in an egg.
I was in an egg once.
She's,
That's your patron! Your mom's your patron?
What?
I thought about doing...
He's like, you're asking all of these questions.
When I was considering a fairy for Strixhaven, I was thinking about having an archfey patron who was the fairy's mom.
Oh my god, my mom!
A bag of lies.
Exactly.
Ambrosia.
Yeah, magical
I know,
creature
I know
beyond
a little
comprehension.
Bit maybe about the Dragon Lords, but they are a mystery.
What do you know about them?
Plural.
Anything that would help?
You say that they are real, not just real.
Yes.
It seems exactly like going to cause the
How do you
ask.
Have you been in contact with them ever?
Yes, how do you know?
Talk to me sometimes.
How?
Why? My head?
And you know it is them.
I am going to be honest, you don't know that the thing that in which you talk to is a dragon.
Oh, okay.
Well,
I don't know.
Actually, I can't.
I might have like suspicions, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
I believe they're real. But I'll be very honest. Probably don't have the answers you're looking for.
I mean, you know how
this
hard
group
it is to
gets
find
curious, you're
Dragon
more
Lord
curious.
Research.
I still don't remember
Impossible.
Where you are.
It's hard to
where
find.
I know you're from.
That
well,
could be just be your bit. Where are you from again?
Cambridge, Massachusetts. No, we remember you were like
Bridgeport,
Connecticut.
Seattle, Washington.
Cleveland, Ohio.
Cleveland, Ohio.
I now remember. Ann Arbor, Michigan. I guess I'm just coming up with the joke of like.
Where do I know you from?
Because I think we've interacted like two or three times now, including on death's door. Or like, you still seem familiar, guy I almost died with.
Yeah. Trauma bonded.
At the very end of the session, it's like, oh, now I remember how I know you.
End of campaign.
Oh my goodness.
Unless you guys have more stuff that you want to discuss amongst each other, we can do it under Night Watch.
We would have met Ilya.
Okay,
good.
This is for communal brainstorming, but we can do one-on-one stuff in a moment.
Okay.
I'm trying to think if there's anything else I would want to say. Did we discuss further? Because I got distracted asking Macy if I was right about this. But the tiefling, or no, I didn't mention tiefling. I just mentioned the Septa Magica curse came from the Dragonlords.
The corruption of the Septa Magica.
Of the Septa Magica, yeah.
The Oracle said that it was coming from the Dragon Lord.
Actually, piecing that together now. I wonder if the Septa Magica fought the Dragon Lords before. Mm. Lost and got cursed.
How many Dragon Lords are there?
Three.
Okay.
Wow.
There are three Dragon Lords. No one has heard from them in like a very long time.
Don't let me
like
that.
It's actually going to be a really good idea to go along with this guy so we can figure out more about the Dragon Lords.
I agree.
Can I ask, like, I'm going to go up to Tali and be like, you have magic. Does any of this magic stuff seem, like, familiar to you? Or
what
like
magic stuff are we talking about?
You shot a fireball earlier.
No. I mean, she's like, does just, any of this magic stuff, what magic stuff
I mean
are
more
you
of like with
to?
The Septa Magica and like the Ecclesia Draconis. Well, because like, can we see like how, I don't want to say things in front of people and then like not, you have gold eyes though, right? Like your eyes are golden and that's not normal.
My last character had blood red eyes. I don't know what to tell you, man.
Okay,
he's
okay.
Got antlers.
He's got antlers. Okay, he got me there. But, like, do you know anything about any of this?
Distinctly no.
Distinctly no.
Tell me everything you know.
I could tell you about life as a showgirl, and that's about it.
Okay, Taylor Swift. I need to make a life of a showgirl thing with Tali.
I can tell you everything I know.
She's on her
Eras
tour.
She's on her Eras tour.
Alright, well,
I'm just
going to
wait.
We just need to go to bed and wait for him to wake us up again.
Oh, Annie is not going in her room. She is, like, going to, like, camp out in, like, the common area. She's not risking going in her room and getting, like, locked in there.
That's so fair. I know that we have some bits that people specifically want to do Night Watch with people. And by Night Watch, we're essentially just going to break off in groups and have one-on-one conversations with people that other people are not privy to.
Mm-hmm.
This is not necessarily because you are keeping watch. And that does not have to be on the common room.
Yeah.
Is there anyone who has specific people that they want to talk to? Because if we're going to do this evenly, I'm fine with just picking. As long as everyone is okay with that. Is everyone okay if they have people that they want to pick?
I mean, that was shot down last time, so...
I'm not very partial
to
anyone.
Yeah.
I mean,
I
think we should roll for it.
Okay, we can roll for it. All
right,
everyone roll a
d6. I really need to talk to August.
You can talk to August as well as do Night Watch if you'd like to. That can be separate from Night Watch.
Yeah.
I think I rolled the exact same thing last time.
Oh, it was a d6?
The previous two times I rolled the exact same number.
Okay, who rolled a 1 or a 2?
Group of three.
Okay.
And you have a little spreadsheet.
And mine a spreadsheet. It's in that we can keep track of who everyone has talked to.
You know what that cat makes that quack noise?
So we've got Tolly, Annie, and Gunner. So Gunner will have talked to you.
So far, I've always been in the three-group person.
Me too, and it was with you. I'm wondering if we should maybe just take turns talking to A&E.
That's fine.
Well, you did a one-on-one that involved just Lickness. That was the first one that we did. So
yeah,
we've got Gunner talking to A&E and Tolly.
Who was the?
Probably
no, because the first one was just one-on or one-on-ones.
Yeah, because he was
here.
Yeah.
You
talked to him. You didn't want to talk to him.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. And then Ayumi will talk to Ollie.
I love that cat.
Gunnar. And then that puts Vigo and Constantine. Cool. Constantine will talk to Vigo. And then...
Vigo. Splash that on me.
Vigo.
Why would I splash that on you?
I don't know.
I'm only really keeping track of this until everyone's met, talk to everyone once, and then we can work from there.
Sure.
I'm just kidding, can you do that? So we'll do our groups of two, and then we'll end with our group of three. Let's start with Constantine and Vigo.
Sure.
what a pair.
I'm going to pull up our nose. Are we all leaving?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, you're...
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. I forgot. No, you're all good.
Recording?
Yeah, we're going to make...